is so good to see you. Go ahead, pull up a chair here at the table of fellowship, and let's spend some time together. Good Sunday morning. Welcome to Sunday worship on this 24th day of January 2021. I have a piece of paper here that says 2021 right next to this microphone, just in case I might accidentally say 2020 and not even know I'm saying it. So I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Friend, this is the day the Lord has made. If you're not too familiar with this radio program, Sunday Worship, well, it's been on the air for, 9, 10 years now? I'm so grateful for this program. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. It's more than just hitting play on a CD player. It's a program that prepares our hearts and minds on Jesus. And let's do it all over again today on this edition of Sunday Worship.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean, singing how marvelous
Setting our hearts on Jesus today. You are listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll. Connect with us on social media. Look us up on Facebook. Just search for Joey Kroll Online right there on Facebook. K-R-O-L. Joey Kroll Online right there on Facebook. And friend, do you know people who light up a room after they leave it? You know, people with no joy whatsoever. On the other hand, there are people that are naturally charming. They spread the sunshine of laughter and sprinkle joy wherever they go. They strive to make others happy and think about the needs of others before their own. And friend, the Apostle Paul in the Bible encouraged Thessalonian believers to be like this. He wanted them to rejoice. He wanted their joy to always be evident in both the good times and bad. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, rejoice always. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So friend, as we prepare for another week, look people in the eye with a smile and a joy that reaches straight from your heart. Friend, show them the joy of knowing Jesus.
You have made a place where love and wrath run wild. The penalty and grace are finally reconciled. You have made a way the broken can be again. At the cross, your glory bore my shame. At the cross, you suffered in my place. You gave everything for us. At the cross. Sacred hill where violence purchased peace. The innocent was bound to set the captives free. There you made a way, the lost are welcomed home again. At the cross, your glory.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Love to hear the wind sing as it whistles through the pines on mountain peaks. And he loves to hear the raindrops as they splash to the ground in a magic melody. Smiles and sweet approval as the waves crash through the rocks in harmony. And creation joins in unity to sing to him majestic symphonies. But his favorite song of all is the song of the redeemed, when lost sinners now made clean, lift their voices loud and strong. When those purchased by his blood lift to him a song of love, there's nothing more he'd rather hear, nor so pleasing to here as his favorite song of all. And he loves to hear the angels as they sing, holy, holy is the Lamb.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb.
Heaven's choirs in harmony lift up praises to the great I Am. Listen as a newborn soul sings, I've been redeemed. 'Cause his favorite song of all is the song of the redeemed, when lost sinners now made and bought by Calvary begins to sing. That's his favorite song of all. It's the song of the redeemed, when lost sinners now made clean, lift their voices loud.
Tell you what, I love this quote from Charles Spurgeon. He said one time, "My faith rests not in what I am or shall be or feel or know, but in what Christ is, in what he has done, and in what he is now doing for me."
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of your servant.
Moses' righteousness be restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Behold, we come riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. Had the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee.
Listening to Sunday Worship.
Face away as wounds which were the
lifting up that beautiful name of Jesus. You're listening to Sunday Worship. And friend, it is quite difficult to let go of worries and not fixate on a problem. Because I think there's an element of naturalness to dwell on the difficulty and try to figure out a solution. And the problem is when we dwell on our issues or even on distractions, we sometimes, if we're not careful, give those things power and control over us, and it consumes us. Listen to this from Proverbs 4:25. It says, "Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you." Friend, making God your focus means that you trust Him to walk with you. Friend, you can choose to give the problem, whatever it is, to God, and to let go of that worry. Thankfully, God is bigger than your worst problem, and He knows what is best for you. He also knows the perfect time to answer those prayers. Friend, place your hope in Him and Him alone.
Rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt you, my God, my Maker, every day. Every day I will give thanks to the King. Great are you, Lord. I will rise up and sing every day. Every day. Take my sadness and turn it to praise every day, every day. Lord, you're my strength and my song. All of the glory to you, it belongs every day. Oh, every day, for this is the day you have made, and I will rejoice. see.